Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. This past week we had the pleasure of having our daughter and her fiance spend the weekend with us. And it's always good to spend time with them. And as we continue to get to know our future son-in-law better, one of the things that he wanted to make sure that we were able to do while they were with us was he wanted to be able to watch his favorite team play football. And preseason football is starting. We thought that shouldn't be a problem. And then he corrected us and let us know that he was actually referring to the English Premier League football, which is soccer to us here in the U.S. Our future son-in-law actually played soccer in college and has this favorite team who were actually playing the first game of the new season in the English Premier League. So we were able to record the game for him and we watched it together, and I'm pleased to report that his team won. I don't remember who his team is, but I do remember that they won and we watched the game together. And while we were watching it, or soon thereafter, because we didn't want to interrupt the game, we started talking about the show Ted Lasso, which I've talked about a few weeks ago here, and it turns out he has not seen the show. He's been in school, and so our daughter watched it, but he didn't get a chance to see it. So we started watching some of the shows while they were visiting, and we didn't get a season watched, but we got about half of a season watched, and reminded us of how much we enjoy the show, and I do recommend it, although there is some profanity, so I apologize for that. But, you know, with the British accents, it doesn't sound quite the same. Nonetheless, we are watching the episode when the team, AFC Richmond, gets a new player from Mexico, a player named Danny Rojas. And Danny comes out onto the pitch excited and just full of life, full of joy, you might say. He kind of buzzes around saying, "I am Danny Rojas, I'm Danny Rojas, I'm Danny Rojas." And then he says, "Oh, football is life, football is life." And he is just so full of joy and excitement, just glad to be playing the sport that he clearly loves, that he's very gifted at playing, sort of innocent in his presentation, but just full of life and really enjoying being a part of the team. And it got me to thinking that what would it be like if we had that same kind of joy in our lives? As followers of Jesus Christ, as those who believe in the resurrection of Jesus, we believe in what we refer to as good news. The Greek word for the gospel is euangelion, which literally means good news. And if we believe in the good news, shouldn't we be full of joy in the same way that Danny Rojas is full of joy for this sport that he loves to play? What would it be like if we actually embodied some of that joy in our day-to-day life? If we saw the burdens of the gospel as not being burdens at all, but actually freeing us up from the burdens of the world? In the tradition that we had recently been a part of, they talked about our freedom in Christ. And that freedom, they qualified to say, it's not only a freedom from, but it's a freedom to. And as Christians, we are freed up from some of the cares and burdens of the world so that we might live differently than the world. We might be generous in a way that the world isn't generous, that we know that this is not all that there is, that we have been invited into to be citizens of the kingdom of God. And as such, we don't need to worry about some of the things that weigh down those who haven't heard that good news yet. What does it mean to live in joy? To enjoy our lives living in the joy of the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. To live as a resurrected people made new through the body and blood of our Lord and Savior. That may not mean us buzzing around our neighborhood, you know, as Danny Rojas buzzed around the pitch, but maybe living slightly different, smiling more, engaging people and not assuming the worst in them, but being positive in our manner. There's a, in that first episode when Danny Rojas appears, the the best player on the team is pretty negative and pretty arrogant, and the two of them engage in a game where they're trying to shoot a goal, and actually not shoot a goal, but hit the crossbar of the goal. Much more difficult than getting the ball into the goal, hitting the crossbar. And kick after kick after kick, they both do it, and Danny just thinks it's a game, and the guy who's been the star on the team sees it as a competition. Danny was doing it for love of the game and enjoying his time with his teammate. It's all about perspective, I think. And Danny did it with joy, and the teammate did it with anger, motivated by his desire to try and demonstrate that he was better than Danny. And Danny, full of joy, actually did better than his teammate had. What does it look like to live full of joy, sharing that joy with those we encounter? Maybe we should be a little more like Danny Rojas, and to live our lives declaring that we love Jesus Christ. We love God and know that we are loved by God ourselves. I look forward to seeing you next week on Hump Day. Hallelujah.